Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
You ain't got to flame everything.
How goes it? Welcome to 8 o'clock on a Tuesday morning here at the world famous K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. In your ear holes right now, which makes me Klein, her Alley.
Hello.
That guy right there, DJ Omar Double Don Khan.
Yeah, yep.
Jake Z Nerd, who's going to be strapped to the shock collar.
Come on.
Not okay for animals, but fine for friends here on the radio.
Is it?
The High Voltage Food Review returns with two of the...
Is it safe? I was getting worried about it.
Well, it's definitely not safe. I mean, I've had that thing on. It is painful and uncomfortable and...
Painful doesn't mean not safe.
Well,
you know, Jake possibly poo his pants, by the way.
He could.
That's not funny.
With the ulceritis.
It's not called that.
Well, yeah, it is.
It's called...
ulcerative colitis.
There you go.
Yeah.
You know what they have now, too? Like, my dad doesn't have a shock collar for his dog, but because they, like, kind of live in the country, they have, like, an electric fence. So, like, if the dog goes past that, the dog gets shocked because it's, like, off the property.
Like an invisible fence?
Yeah, we should do that.
Those are... We should
like
just
a
put,
boundary?
Put those by Jake's nerd hole. If you step outside...
Yeah, exactly.
Please let me go home.
Yeah.
You know, like, every week or so, there's some food items that get real buzzy, so we decided to put that buzz to the test with the High Voltage Food Review. Jake lost the NFL playoff bet this weekend because he picked the teams that had the lowest total score. The game with the lowest score, which was the Niners-Cowboys game. And as a result, he's going to have the shock collar on, and he'll be reviewing a brand new food item that everyone's talking about. We got a couple in here. We got those pro-female M&Ms. We brought those in here. We also have that new soda that replaced Sierra Mist. You know, Sierra Mist got thrown off the shelves unceremoniously, and there's a new soda called Starry or something like that. What's it called? There's a big bottle back there, a big 2-liter bottle of that. Is that what it's called? Starry?
That can't be right.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's what it's called.
What's
it supposed to taste
it
like?
It really does just say Starry.
It's the new...
is this like a knockoff brand? Is this like Shasta?
No. It's the
Looks pretty Shasta-y to me, Klein.
It's the Pepsi prop. See, Pepsi... Coke has Sprite, and Sprite does well. And Pepsi had Sierra Mist, and everyone was like, Sierra Mist...
7-Up. I thought Pepsi had 7-Up.
Well, who
Yeah, what about 7-Up?
Who has Sierra Mist?
No one.
Well, someone had Sierra.
They were their own company. They were
I'm pretty sure it was Pepsi. And everyone made fun of Sierra Mist, and they got rid of it, and they brought up Starry. Now, Starry looks like a joke, but we don't know what it tastes like.
Starry looks like it's going to be popular in West Hollywood.
You know,
I'll just say that.
You know when you watch... you can see Allie's the only person here who can make that joke, and she's like, "Hey, what?"
I have a vodka Starry.
You know when you watch like TV shows and they have to use like fake products because they can't use the real ones? Like that's what Starry looks like.
Yeah.
Starry looks like a fake product that you'd see in a show. Anyway, doesn't matter. Jake's going to test it out, try it out for the first time. High Voltage Food Review.
And eat this collector's item now, the M&M's package.
Yeah.
You could resell that for not a lot of money, probably.
Yeah, the pro-female M&M's crumbling that entire industry. So we'll get to that this hour on the show, then we'll get you in to see Coldplay. It's all coming up this morning right here, K-Rock. Pure, unadulterated fun. It's K-Rock. It's Klein Alley Show. It's so nice when Jake the Nerd leaves the Nerd Hole and gets to join us in the studio, even if it is for something that's not fun for him, as the High Voltage Food Review. We take the buzziest food items of the past few weeks, taste them, test them out, and there's a shock collar involved, and eventually you guys will give us the words. These are called the buzzwords. If Jake uses any of these words while doing the review of the product, he will receive the high voltage shock, which intensifies as the review goes on. We've all done it before. It's not fun. There's some videos of it. You can follow along on Klein Alley Show. I think we'll probably go Instagram Live this morning as well, so if you'd like to check that out, you're not already following, give you a second to get to Klein Alley Show on Instagram, where you can watch this happen before your very eyes and ears. And yes, good point, 818. Isn't this how Jake earned the nickname Shaky Jakey? Absolutely, yeah. It is.
Shake, shake, shaky Jakey. Doesn't care for sports. Shake, shake, shaky Jakey. Loves to wear his shorts.
We always have, we all have our own way of dealing with the shock collar. It's not fun. And the way it's the worst. And the way that you deal with it is you do some weird, involuntary shaking of your, it was your, if I recall correctly, it was like your leg.
But it also makes his voice sound really funny.
Yeah, yeah. Because his voice regularly sounds like he's being electrocuted.
Yeah, totally.
So when he gets electrocuted, it's a whole different level.
No, it's like velvet.
Yeah. Oh, this hurts
this
a lot.
This is very good.
Painful.
But so, I remember the last time we did it with Jake, he was eating a chicken sandwich, and he said...
What was the food the last time?
It was like a big chicken sandwich. I think it was when Chicken Charlie came here.
Oh, yeah. It was the big fair food.
Kool-Aid.
Yeah, the Kool-Aid chicken sandwich.
Yeah, and then he was like, tastes good. Compliments of chicken so good.
Compliments of chicken so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the best part about when the shocks, when you do know that the electrodes are going to enter your body and go through your brain, course through your body, your brain has, there's like a disconnect where it's really hard to get the words out the right way.
Yeah.
All you're hoping for is that 1 minute to end so that you can stop doing the high voltage food review and move on with your day.
And that's when the buzzwords come in.
That's
because
right.
You'll say words and you really can't control what words you say, so we'll pick the most common words that you're likely to say so we can shock you even more.
Jake, you were disputing this. We always do when it's our turn to go, but you were disputing this, saying you did not lose the bet over the weekend on the NFL games. Do you? And you said you didn't remember we made a bet.
No, but I remember that. I know I lost, but I didn't remember us saying that whoever lost had to do this.
But aren't you kind of excited, forget about the shock collar for a moment, that you get to try the new beverage Starry?
No.
You're not excited about that?
You're not excited about Starry?
This is a new
beverage. Or M&M's that are exact
warm
same flavor
Starry.
As every other
M&M's. I can't wait to drink warm Starry.
And you want some ice cubes? We can get you some ice. You want a Starry with ice or just regular warm Starry?
Can we put it in the freezer for like a half hour?
Half hour?
Okay, let me psych myself up for this.
I don't think this fridge works. I think it's display only.
Yeah, this fridge does not work. It is storage for former employees' lunches is what it is right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you have buzzwords you'd like to get to us, Jake is going to be doing it's a double today. You get to enjoy the Starry beverage, and at the same time, you get to eat these pro-female M&Ms. This is a collector's bag. Someone said we shouldn't open these M&Ms. So you guys, this is the bag that's bringing down the M&M Mars Corporation. You should hold this bag. You probably resell it on eBay in a month and make $1,000. I didn't even think about that.
No.
These are the M&Ms that have the upside down women on it. I think we want a peanut butter flavor, but they're trying to, you know.
No, I think they're just regular M&Ms.
These ones, the ones that we got, are the peanut butter ones.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, but they are. But they do have the, it's the packaging that's different. That's it. So you've had M&M's before.
It's not a new flavor.
But by the way, I think you're winning still. You're getting at 8 o'clock in the morning, you're getting a breakfast of Starry and M&M's. You're getting soda and M&M's for breakfast.
Everything a grown boy needs.
Yeah, so I feel like you're kind of winning.
You usually just drink Red Bull in the morning anyway, so it's really not that much different from your current diet.
So we're going to go on Instagram Live. We need your buzzwords now, 800-520-1067, to text them in. Keep in mind, the foods he'll be reviewing is the new beverage Starry that has replaced Sierra Mist. Sierra Mist is gone now. So we got Starry. That's the new replacement beverage. He'll be trying that for the first time. And he will be having the pro female M&Ms. So good idea. 310 said the word estrogen. That's a good word. I don't think he's going to use that word. If he uses any of the buzzwords, if he uses any of the buzzwords that are sent to us, then we will give him the shock. And this doesn't usually... Omar, would you say of all the things you've done, this was your least favorite thing you've done with the show?
Oh, yeah. By far.
By far,
because
right?
you assholes had it cranked up to 40. I'm still upset about it.
Really? Yeah,
I know. It sucks.
I'm pissed right now.
Well, this is only your second time going. I've already gone twice.
Really? You're the one controlling the freaking remote.
I didn't know how high up it was.
Oh,
that was one of the first times that we had done it.
Yeah.
It sucks so bad. It's, my whole body would convulse.
Yeah. But I also, you were in your other studio, and I would, this is when we still had to be sequestered during COVID, so I couldn't see what an effect it was taking on your body.
You heard me screaming in agony, woman. What's wrong with you?
Yeah. You couldn't tell?
You were playing it up.
Yeah. No, it was not.
All right. So here we go. You need a distraction away from the real world. We'll give that to you in a second. We're going to take you, we'll accept the words. Some great ones coming through on the text line. Then we will read you the words. We'll come back in a moment. We'll be on Instagram Live as well. You can listen on the radio. You can watch along. Jake the Nerd, any last words you'd like to say before we strap you in and get ready to do this?
I love you all, except for you guys.
Thank you. It's very sweet.
It takes a lot of room to say that.
We will give you the official review. And this is the real reason we do this, is so you actually can determine if this is worth you going out and buying.
Maybe there is an end goal.
Maybe you're like Team Sprite. You've been Team Sprite your whole life. And
or
you're
maybe you're a fan of shock collars, but you weren't sure whether or not to buy one.
You're making that decision now. Do I stay with brand Sprite loyal? Do I move over to Team Story? You don't know.
We will
figure it out together. The high voltage food review returns after this quick break right here, Kayla. 106.7 K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, Klein?
Good, what's up?
Hey, I think he's going to come up with the word frothy, because I think the Sierra Mist and the chocolate's going to go together, and it's going to make a little foam.
So frothy, that's your recommendation.
Frothy.
All right, hold on.
That's what I'm going with.
We're going to give you the five buzzwords in a moment. A high-voltage food review is about to happen here on K-Rock with the two new buzziest food items of the past week. M&M's getting a lot of glory and or the opposite of that because of all the wokeness that's been going on. And then, of course, the Sierra Mist has gone away, and Starry is hitting the shelves everywhere, as you can see. Like, what is that new beverage? That's weird.
Yeah, and there have been a lot of submissions on the text line of what other buzzwords we should use. I think we're going to stay away
from...
Hold on,
is he sequestered? Make sure Jake can't hear this, guys.
I'm going to take it off.
Hold on. Jake's going to be in here in a moment with the shock collar on for the review. These are the five words we're going to go with, though. If he says these words during his review, he gets the shock treatment.
Well, I don't know about you, Klein, but I think we should stay away from most of the nominations on the text line, which are pretty much any word.
Yeah, those are the ones that always you trip him up.
But I think we should just go with these five, because these are other ones that have come through a lot, and I think he's likely to say them.
All right, he's sequestered.
Sweet.
He said them. Good. Sweet.
Refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
Bubbly.
Good.
Crunchy. And good.
All right. Those are your five words. Those are the buzzwords. Sweet.
Keep an ear out.
Sweet. Refreshing. Bubbly.
Crunchy.
Crunchy. Good. He'll be eating the M&M's. Trying the brand new Starry beverage together. Shock collar going on his neck right now as we speak. And you get your shock collar high voltage food review. Instagram Live as well as right here on K-Rock will be happening as soon as we're done with STP on 106.7 K-Rock.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Klein Alley Show. About 30 minutes from now, we'll get you in to see Coldplay at the Rose Bowl Pasadena and put you on the standby boarding list to see them again in Amsterdam. But first, it's time for a high-voltage food review. Jake the Nerd is here. Shock collar is on. Let me just do a test shock, Jake, before this starts to see if you can actually...
Yeah, felt it.
Hold on, I didn't even have it. I had it so low right there. You can feel that one?
Yeah, I can feel that one.
Okay, all right, that was really low. Omar says 40's the number. Right, Omar?
No.
Yes.
40's the number.
What do you mean, no, Allie? Why
Omar,
does Jake get a break?
That's what I had it at for you, and you're still upset about it.
All right, Jake, two of the buzziest food items around now include Starry. Someone said one of the words should be trash, because I tried that Starry, and it's pure trash. So that's not one of the words. You have five buzzwords. If you say those words during your review, you will receive the shock treatment. That is how we do the high voltage food review. It's the most interesting and exciting way to learn about new foods that you can immediately eat. And people are very excited about this. And if you're joining us on Instagram Live right now, hi, nice to see you. All right, here we go. Jake, it's time for your high voltage food review.
High voltage review!
All right, whenever you're ready. You can start the review. The idea is that you make this seem as professional as possible so that any of these food bloggers out there go like, yes, that guy knows a thing or two about food. And Omar's going to play some nice classical music to get everyone in the mood for it.
Do I have to like do them in order? Like, is there a certain order I got to do it?
Nope. It's 1 minute from when you start.
All right, let me.
But review. Do it like a review, like you're reviewing the food.
Oh, have we begun?
We've begun.
The M&Ms are savory. Quite delicious.
They're savory? No, they're not.
This is my
they're
review.
They're M&Ms.
Yeah. Shush. You shush your face.
They're literally the opposite.
His review.
The crunch adds something. Ow! Owie! I'm going to wash it down now with the Starry.
Two-liter bottle Starry. He's drinking, by the way. He's the perfect pitch man for Starry.
It's crisp. Mm-hmm. Refreshing.
Okay.
God! I swear to God, man.
<You're> so... the anger is really deep within you.
Something
okay,
else
keep going.
It just tastes like broke-ass Sprite. But it's good. I'd drink this. I'll drink some more.
Mm-hmm.
Bubbly. God damn it! This has to be a minute by now, right? This,
come on. I forgot to start the clock.
Well, each item gets a minute.
Yeah.
No! Go
back to the M&M.
Final thoughts as your review comes to an end. High Voltage Food Review with Jake the Nerd. Shaky.
M&Ms are delicious.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of childhood.
When I wore a shock collar in my house.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for listening. Come on.
Thank you very much for listening. What's the buzzword?
Yeah, there you have it. You got it. Jake the Nerd. Well done, good sir.
Good job. Really get that many shots. Yeah, so you should feel happy.
Yeah, that was like a low. You spoke slowly and it eliminated all the shocks. How do you feel?
I hurt.
Oh, okay. Well, then we did our job. Then our mission was accomplished here. Do you think you would now be more likely to try the pro-female M&Ms and or the Starry Soda?
I don't eat a lot of sweets. They're around. I might have a couple, but I like lemon-lime soda, so it just tastes like any other lemon-lime soda.
Oh, man. Where were you with the lemon-lime when you had the shot collar on? Could have used you using that then.
Yeah, your buzzwords were sweet, refreshing, bubbly, crunchy, and good, which I'm surprised you didn't even say good.
Yeah, shocked. Well, we didn't really give them anything good to eat. I mean, that's the problem right there. Good.
Oh, my God.
We take a quick break. We'll be right back. We got more show to get to, and we will get you into that Coldplay show in Pasadena, plus some clickbait coming up. We'll finally reveal, this is the new for 2023. This is the body part that, Jake.
Man.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
That women are most into on guys and vice versa. The number, it's not the same body part. It's shockingly different this year. It's Schwit. We'll get to that clickbait after this. All right, it's K-Rock, Sex, Drugs, Etc. from the band Beach Weather. And if you need us, we're here at 800-520-1067. Raul, you're on K-Rock. What's up?
Hey, you guys missed Jake the Nerd. He did say good.
Yeah, that's what people are saying on the text line as well, fact-checking, and that we should put Jake back in the shot collar because he owes us a couple more shots.
You know, at some point, you know, I feel bad. You could see it was he didn't shake as much as he did the first time around, but you could tell he didn't like it.
It seems like he was trying to internalize and, like...
Yeah, he was preparing himself for it.
Yeah, man.
I was going up. I had the nervous poops.
Sometimes that shock collar button is a bit sticky. We got a real cheap one before they stopped selling them, and this button sticks sometimes, good and bad. Sometimes it sticks on the shock mode, and sometimes you hit it and nothing happens. So no worries. We'll do another one. I'm sure one of us will be punished in the near future. Whenever there's a buzzy food, we'll bring the shock collar back.
Speaking of, somebody on the text line suggested that because Klein had the worst season that he's ever had in terms of his gambling bets, that maybe he should be next on the chopping block.
Agreed.
So,
good point.
I was walking through a mall yesterday in the valley, and I saw a store that had the greatest name. It was a bra and lingerie store.
You love the mall, don't you? You're hanging in the mall.
You're always at the damn mall.
I had to go to I had to go to an Apple store.
You're really the only guy at the mall.
No, there's a few people in the kiosks, but yes, that was pretty much it. But I had to go to Apple. I had an issue. I had to go to an Apple store. There are no choices. They don't have them all over the place. So I went into the mall. I'm walking through, and there's a store, and it's Valentine's Day, as you know, like in a couple of weeks. So I don't know if there's a pop-up. I've never seen this store before, but it's lingerie. You know, it's not Victoria's Secret. It's another store, actually right across from Victoria's Secret. Like, you go on the one side, you got Victoria's Secret. The other side, you got this store. This store
is trashier?
Vicky has no secrets.
This looks very trashy.
Nice.
Compared to that. Like, it's all lingerie, Valentine's-y kind of, like, you know, the
like
real garters and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And the name of the store, which I have to assume a guy came up with, is called Bras and Things. That's the name of the store.
Bras and Things.
Yeah.
Bras and other lace stuff that ladies wear.
And I thought to myself, this store is speaking right to me. There's no woman that's going in this store to buy anything. This is guys.
No, I would think that was, no.
Just a store called Jiggly Parts.
Yeah, the store. I promise you, I looked at it twice. I go, this can't be the name of the store. It's called Bras and Things. And that is the name of the store. So, of course, I go, well, I got to.
Well, it's like Bed Bath & Beyond, like, right? What is the beyond? What else is there?
But
what are the things?
But the thing about the bras and things, like, if someone were to say to me, what is in your wife's drawer, like her underwear drawer, I would respond without even thinking, ah, bras and things.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't know, because, you know, you got a lot of, you know, Allie, you got
We've
lots.
We've got bras and things.
You got bras and things.
Mm-hmm.
So in some ways, it's like genius, because I'm like, this is so smart, but I feel like this is speaking to a dude, not speaking to a lady. Because a lady would know, like that thing about Victoria's Secret, it's very...
Well, you don't, it's a little on the nose. You don't need to say exactly what's in the store. Like, you don't need to say, like, cheaply made tops. You can just say H&M.
Right, right. No, I get it. But when I see the bras and things part, I think to myself, oh, I like bras and things. So then I go, next thing I know, I'm standing in the middle of bras and things.
Do they have pictures of the ladies wearing the bras and things like they do at Victoria's Secret?
Better than that. They got the mannequins all dressed up, all ready to go.
Asking for it.
They are, I mean, they're mannequins, but they are very, I mean, they're ready for Valentine's Day. They are looking
they're
good.
Suggestive.
This is not, these are not mannequins that you'd bring home to mom like right
these
away.
They're all over the place, by the way. They have a website and everything.
Do they really?
Yeah.
I thought it was like a fly-by-night pop-up shop where I'm like, some dude came across a bunch of bras and things and like, yeah, let's sell them.
There's one in Culver City, Cerritos.
Really?
Mission Viejo, yeah.
It's good operation.
Final got all of them.
So I'm in
They're
this.
They're in a mall. He'll be there.
I mean.
Need an endorsement. We got you.
So, yeah. Look,
I find myself now standing in the bras and things, and I've done this now only two times in the past, one with an ex-girlfriend and once with a woman who's my wife now, tried to do the buy... sexy, like, lingerie for Valentine's Day.
Wait, so you were in there buying something for her?
Well, they don't have anything for me. The things aren't
I wasn't sure if she was with you and
she needed
to get something
and you
were in there
This is stuff that I feel like guys, and maybe you, I don't know, Allie, speak, you know, as a lesbian, I'm very curious to hear your take on this. I feel like this is stuff that I would like... I would think it was hot if a woman were wearing, but a woman wouldn't necessarily want to strap into this. It seems like it's a real operation to get into this stuff.
Is that what the in things is? Is the strap?
It's a lot of things. It's a lot of straps and, you know, it's all that corsets, garters, all that stuff.
I would not want that at all, and I would think it was weird if my wife did that for me. And I think that the whole idea of buying lingerie for another person to display for you feels like it's from the 1950s.
It feels old school.
Yes, it feels strange.
I did it. I've done it twice. Both times it backfired on me for different reasons. Like I either, you know, you pick the wrong. If you pick the wrong size and it's too small, the person feels like
you're fat shaming them.
Yes, and if you pick the wrong size,
and you're like, maybe next year you'll fit.
Right. If you pick the wrong size and it's too big, the person gets mad at you because you're like, what do you mean triple XL?
Yeah, that's why. Especially, you should just not buy clothes for people.
But I'm specifically lingerie, though. That's like, because there's not a lot of wiggle room there at all with the stuff. And as I'm walking in the store going, let's see what these things are. I'm curious. I realize there's a bunch of confused guys in there because this must be their demo is confused guys that have no idea of what to do as Valentine's Day is approaching. Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, I'll just go into the bras and things and buy some bras and things.
And then the people that work there are trying to talk to you about exactly what bras and things to wear.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, what is her figure? What does she like?
Right.
What do you like? And they're trying to make sense of it all.
And there's no way, especially like in this culture now where everyone's trying to not say or do the wrong thing that like offends anyone. Where
I'll take this women belong in the kitchen lingerie.
Yeah, you don't say that. Like, you can't even say to the people helping you there, because it was all, I only saw women working there. Mm-hmm. But it gets that weird part where I did overhear a conversation where she goes, well, compare her to me, to the guy. And then it's like, what kind
he's
of...
He's like, I'll take one of you.
Yeah. I'll take a straight up trade right now. All right, some ADD news now on K-Rock, and then we get you in to see Coldplay here in Pasadena at the Rose Bowl, and then again, hopefully, in Amsterdam. K-Rock World Tour 2023, stop number two, Coldplay in Amsterdam. We'll make that happen for you just after 9 o'clock right here, K-Rock.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for some ADD news. Oh, no, my hard seltzer went flat.
All right, Panic fans have been doing just that this morning after Brendan Urie put out an Instagram post early this morning saying that Panic at the Disco is done. They're a young band, they're a very successful band, and there's something about going out on top that has a nice ring to it. You know, you don't want to be too much of a Brady where everyone's like, give up, it's over. But, you know, he put out the post saying that him and his wife are having a baby and he wants to focus on being a dad and raising a family. So he's closing this chapter of his life. So the last shows are happening in February and March in the UK and Europe. If you can get yourself to Austria, they're performing February 20th. Then they're going to Germany, the Netherlands, France, Scotland. And the last show scheduled for Panic at the Disco is March 10th in Manchester.
Ooh, that will be the last show. Could be a good stop on that K-Rock World Tour. Who
exactly.
Knows?
If you're already there, have at it. Do a little tour with them. Be a bandwagoner. All right. The egg epidemic is getting worse and worse, with eggs being harder and harder to find. But with all the panic about this, there's a new conspiracy theory that has come into play. A group of farmers is claiming that the major egg suppliers are engaging in a collusive scheme to gouge and fix prices to boost profits.
I believe that. By the way, I 100% believe that. I think that is definitely happening.
They want the FTC to investigate this.
Well, they should, because they're looking at what's been going on with gasoline. These farmers are sitting there. I mean, the Big Egg people. I don't know who Big Egg is, the Big Egg Corporation. I know they made an episode.
Oh, you know Big Egg.
Big Egg made an appearance in The Simpsons.
It's Allie.
Allie is big. We don't say that out loud.
Okay.
But they saw what happened. All of a sudden, price for oil got really high, and who made all the money? The big execs at the top. Highest profits, highest bonuses, highest this and that. And the egg company's going, a couple of suckers out here, we're doing a dozen eggs for $1.99. Let's go ahead and jack that price up. And I'm telling you, it's going on.
And
this collusion.
You have one little excuse, right? Like the bird flu. It's similar with gas. It was like, there was like, you know, there's an oil spill, or like a plant shuts down for a minute, or there's a strike, and they're like, oh my God, it's impossible to make gas. We're just going to have to jack the price up. Like, they're saying that the bird flu itself is not as bad as all of the egg farmers are making it sound. They're making it sound like we have zero chickens. There's no way that we can meet this demand, when in reality, it might not be that bad at all.
And no one's even listening to this expert that we tracked down who gave us the solution.
There shouldn't be anybody else but the chickens to gauge how much their eggs should be.
Yeah.
And determine what the hell the price of their eggs should be.
This is the one guy who's speaking the truth here. Let the chickens set the price.
I love that guy so much.
Why is no one listening to this man? He's telling
Come
us,
on,
Allie.
I'm going to be eggless.
That poor guy. Guy's going to be eggless. This is the guy, okay? He knows.
I'm concerned about egg prices.
He's concerned, as he should be.
He's a concerned citizen. All right, another word is changing because, you know, we're trying to make this a more inclusive and woke culture in 2023. The word mummy is going away.
Mummy?
Museums are going to start rebranding mummies that they have in their arsenal because it is not humane enough. It makes it sound like they're just a joke Halloween costume, like, mummy! So they've changed it to mummified person. They think that by calling them mummified people, it's going to help living people remember that this was also another living person and give them a little bit more respect instead of just like a bundle of bandages, and it's so fun.
I would be so much more excited about visiting like a mummy wing at a museum than a mummified person wing.
Sounds too educational,
yeah.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
And that movie, The Mummy, not as fun if you call it the mummified person.
No way. That sucks.
They don't want to watch that movie.
Who wants to see mummified people? That's almost weird and creepy.
That's just gross.
Yeah.
Boris Karloff in mummified person.
Yeah, that's no good. Yeah. Hey, good Boris Karloff reference there. Crushing it. That's good.
Now I kind of like mummified person.
Could have gone with the much more relevant Brendan Fraser reference, but okay, you went a few years back. I get it. That reference is a real mummy of a reference there, Jake. Real mummy of a reference. So there you go. So mummies is the next term now that we're canceling?
Yeah. that museums in general are they're not going to use it anymore. They're going to change the branding. So it's not going to be the mummy area. It's going to be the mummified person exhibit.
The mummies, excuse me, the mummified people, they're how many years old, Ellie? Thousands of years old?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know off the top. So yeah, Jake.
Jake, is it thousands?
Yeah, thousands.
I think that they're okay with it. I feel like they would be okay with whatever we call them.
I think the mummy would wake up and be like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, like
I'm a mummy, for God's sake.
Yeah, I think that seems like an unnecessary.
Make me a costume.
All right, 9 o'clock is almost here. There's good news for you. We send you to see Coldplay here at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena if you call it 20. And again, hopefully, in Amsterdam. Put your name on that standby boarding list. Be ready to call the number 800-520-1067. We will ask for those calls as soon as we're back from this two-minute break.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.